Stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Famous Wurstmacher's Bob and Tony in the Smokehouse.
Beef, summer sausage, and salami. And because they're from Usinger's, you know they're the best. Made with all lean beef and imported spices, cured and smoked the old world way. Because quality has been Usinger's number one ingredient for more than a century.
Ah.
Made right here in Milwaukee since 1880. Usinger's, America's finest Worcester.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, you bet.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. Because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Wisconsin, after an ice-cold start, ended up 14 of 30 from the field, 2 of 8 from the arc, 5 of 5 at the foul line, 4 of those coming from John Blackwell. Penn State, 47%, 15 of 32, 5 of 12 from deep, 4 of 7 at the foul line. As Charlie mentioned, the Badgers are plus 7 in the class at 20 to 13, 5 offensive rebounds, 10 to 2 second chance points, Wisconsin over Penn State. Paint points, 22 to 14. Wisconsin, though, guilty of 8 turnovers to 7 assists, 6 dimes, and only 2 turnovers for Penn State. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. At the half, Penn State 39, Wisconsin 35. This is the Halftime Report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Racine Theater Guild salutes the work of Martin Luther King Jr. as we celebrate his accomplishments in civil rights, his leadership in fighting injustice through peaceful protest, the March on Washington, the Montgomery bus boycott, the Civil Rights and Voting Rights Acts, and more. MLK led the way for millions to work towards achieving equality. This week, join Racine Theater Guild in recognizing Dr. King's accomplishments and contributions with civic media.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
As we get ready for the second half.
I really think back to the keys here a little bit. Klesmet, you're going to have him back. It'll be good to see that rhythm with him in there, not only from a defensive end, but he brings that extra spice on the offensive side. You got to get the ball inside. Inside out. Just get back to that rhythm when they're getting it inside. Wisconsin is highly successful.
Max with the two fouls. Curtis Wahab at two for Penn State to the first half. He's on the floor. Likewise, Ace Baldwin. The Badgers will have the first possession of the second half. They will move to our left. Up next for Wisconsin, a Friday night home matchup against Indiana. The Hoosiers fell to their rival Purdue Boilermakers earlier tonight, 87-66. 7:30 tip time on Friday. Our coverage starts at 6:30 along these Badger Network stations. Inbounds pass to Chucky Hepburn. Second half is underway as Clary defends. Chucky high on the right. Going to Tyler Wall, rotates to Storr. A.J. whips it inside. Crowell catches against Wahab. Single coverage. Crowell pivots. Up right hand. Good.
Way to stay patient. That is so hard to do when people are gripping at you and pushing you the whole time.
39-37 Penn State. Opening minutes second half. Nittany Lions moving to our rights. Zach Hicks against Tyler Wall. Needs some help. Slips a pass to Wahab. Top of the arc. He'll feed Nick Kern high on the right. Left-hand dribble from Kern. Crowell picking him up now. Kern in the lane. Gets out of the lane. Feeds Hicks. Tries a three. Right side. Short. No good. Rebound Crowell.
Way better defensive effort by the team.
Here's A.J. Storr to the free throw line. Spinning in the lane. Gets it inside. Caught by Wall on the right. Knocked away. Turnover. And here comes Kanye Clary to the front court for Penn State. Right lane line, and he flipped it in with a left hand. Again in transition. Penn State cashes in, 41-37, Nittany Lions. Minute 10 gone by, second half. Crowell with it, single coverage, Wahab. Stevie turns baseline to the rim, shot blocked by Wahab. It's loose, scooped up by Wall. 18 on the shot clock, Hepburn to the right wing. Chucky dribbles off the wing, and the lane goes up, knocked away by Clary, out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin with 13 on the shot clock. 41-37 Penn State, a minute 22 gone by, second half. Hepburn baseline left, gets it into Crowell, feeds Wall, throwing to Storr between the circles, and a whistle. And
on Wahab.
Yep.
Really good job, actually. Crowell stepped baseline and he went with him, and as he spun back, Wahab grabbed him.
That's three on Wahab, so Demetrius Lilly will have to come back in.
That's actually a big development for Wisconsin. This is where you're really going to go after him.
Chucky Hepburn, baseline left, looking to inbound. And he'll lob it out to Crowell. Catches high on the left. He is crowded by Lilly. Crowell gets rid of it to Hepburn up top. Shot clock is at 10. Chucky pushed out by Lilly. Now a throw to Klesman off the right wing. Head states lane. A bump. He falls down and walk with the ball. And there's turnover number 10 for Wisconsin. A couple of turns early here in the second half. They had eight in the first. 41-37 Penn State. We're now a minute 45 into half number two. Zach Hicks throwing to Clary out high. Clary against Max Klesman. Whips it to Hicks. Hicks left of the circle, dribbles across the top of the arc, leads it for Clary off the Lilly screen. Clary pull up mid-range, left of the lane, back iron no good. Tyler Wall the rebound for Wisconsin. Wall will leave it for Klesman. 2:05 gone by, second half, Badgers down four. Klesman will feed Crowell, left of the lane against Demetrius Lilly. Crowell throws to Storr off the left block, backing his A.J., flipped it up, missed, but a foul. They'll get Nick Kern for his second.
That's another matchup that you got to attack. Either it's a clear out or get him in the post, because he's going to be able to dominate Kern. A lot of his body position is just so much better, and he's physically stronger.
Mentioned at the top, the last four games between these two programs, the Badgers have won them all, but they've all been by 5 points or fewer. It's a four-point deficit for Wisconsin now. 17:43 remaining as A.J. Storr hits the first free throw. So I guess what I'm saying is buckle up. Might be close.
It's going to be close, yeah. This is a fierce effort.
Second free throw coming up for A.J. Storr, and that'll dance in for him. Storr with nine, 41-39 Penn State. 2:20 gone by in the second half. Zach Hicks high on the left, throwing to Kern, flips to Clary up top. Larry off the Lilly screen to the right side. Goes behind the back on the dribble. Across the free throw line. Leads it for Hicks. Knocked away. Stolen by Chucky Hepburn. The pilfer for Hepburn. A lob in. A store. Slam dunk low on the left. What a pass by Hepburn to A.J. Store for the flush.
It was not only the defensive effort to read the passing lane, but to throw it up, big fella. Go get it.
Tied at 41. Clary, a spin move. Left of the lane. Kissed it off the window. Seeing a little playmaking right now. 43-41 Penn State. 3 minutes gone, second half. Hepburn left sideline. Takes it to the wing. He'll throw to Crow. Hands it back to Chucky. Goes into Crow, left of the lane. Crow backing on Lilly. Left shoulder turn, upright and good. Two more for Crow, tied at 43.
All day, big fella. Eat down there.
16-43 remaining. Ace Baldwin on the dribble. He slithers through traffic, pass batted in the air and out of bounds. A.J. Store with the deflection.
Wisconsin's doing a way better job. Hands are up and in the passing lane, and they just weren't there in the first half, and you can tell. A lot of tipped passes and balls.
Nick Kern, sideline left, will inbound. 16:37 to play, tied at 43. Ace Baldwin against Hepburn, right of the lane, pushed it up over Chucky, and he'll roll around the rim and in. Oh, it's a tough shot. Good take from Ace Baldwin. 45-43 Penn State, 16:25 remaining. Hepburn will jog it up for the Badgers. Chucky left sideline, now on the wing, takes it off the wing, starts to slip, feeds Store on the right side. Store gives it up to Crow, hands it back to A.J. Left foul line extended, and tried to lob it off the glass to himself, and a foul called inside. He sure did.
You weren't ready for that, big fella. Actually, that's a huge heads-up play because they just were out of position, and he had nothing left.
Yep.
So good job by A.J. Store.
Fallon Kern is his third. DeMarco Dunn will sub in for him. We're not quite 4 minutes into the second half, 45-43 Penn State.
And that's a key substitution, but Dunn also has two.
Hepburn gets it inbounds to Crow, hands it back to Chucky. Goes cross-court to A.J. Store for three in the lead. It's off the rim, no good. Back tap by Crow, out to Hepburn up top. No chance for Wisconsin. Chucky, pass deflected, against to Klesman in the lane. It's an upright hand, good, and we're tied again, this time at 45.
There's that Max Klesman we all know.
15:45 remaining. Kanye Clary on the right side feeds Hicks. Open three, right corner, and that's an air ball caught weak side by Store. It's two on three. Here comes A.J. dribbling into traffic and right into trouble, taken away by Lilly. Turnover, Wisconsin. Now Baldwin to the front court. Baldwin on the right side, goes cross court for Hicks, off the left wing. Hicks in the lane, turns it out to Baldwin, fakes the three. Baldwin sends it back to Hicks on the right side. Off the wing to the free throw line. A throw to Baldwin, snaps off a three, left side, splashed it. Points off turnovers, 48-45 Penn State with 15:10 remaining.
You said it well, Matt. They have taken advantage of every single turnover that Wisconsin's made.
12 points off turnovers right now. Store going to Tyler Wall in the lane. Wall low on the right, throws it up and in off the window. Wall was 6, 48-47 Penn State. 14:50 remaining. Clary against Klesman, staggered him off the wing in the lane, up left hand, around and out, no good. But the rebound on the putback from Demetrius Lilly. And it's 50-47 Penn State.
Man, Kanye is getting away with that shove as he's coming across that lane. It's got to be something they have to focus on.
5.5 minutes gone by, second half. Here's Store. Fakes the three, throws to Crow, back to A.J. on the right side. Store off the wing, in the lane, up in traffic, back rim and through. Two more for Store, 50-49 Penn State.
Really good patience, inside-out action there by Wisconsin.
13 for A.J. Store, 14:10 to play. The lead is one for Penn State. Kanye Clary drives a lane, and the shot is up, back rim and through. Clary again on the attack. 52-49 Penn State, 6 minutes gone, second half. Hepburn, long pass front court for Klesman, feeds Store for three, left corner, tie game. A.J. Store with 16, and we're tied at 52. 13:45 remaining. Kanye Clary with 14 points, sets the table for Penn State, to throw to Zach Hicks. Turns to Baldwin for three on the left wing, that's good. Everybody hits. 55-52 Penn State, 13:30 remaining.
like the craps table's hot tonight. Everybody's got their money down and they're throwing in baskets from everywhere.
No doubt. Clary, a 38% three-point shooter coming into the game. Wall front court left, leads it for Hepburn. Three-point lead Penn State, 13-15 remaining. Crowell at the free throw line. A bounce to a posting Wall, low on the right, on the reverse, way too strong, no good. Crowell trying to dig it out, and he does, low on the right, and it's poked away out of bounds to Wisconsin as we finally hit the media timeout. At U.S. Bank, we know when you invest in a community, the community invests in you. We are committed to providing high-quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Badger basketball also brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine. The healthcare team for the Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 13:04 remaining. Penn State 55, Wisconsin 52. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Racine Theater Guild salutes the work of Martin Luther King Jr. as we celebrate his accomplishments in civil rights, his leadership in fighting injustice through peaceful protest, the March on Washington, the Montgomery bus boycott, the Civil Rights and Voting Rights Acts, and more. MLK led the way for millions to work towards achieving equality. This week, join Racine Theater Guild in recognizing Dr. King's accomplishments and contributions with civic media.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. 7 on the shot clock for Wisconsin, 13:04 remaining. Penn State 55, Wisconsin 52.
Well, Wisconsin's doing two things that unfortunately they're continuing from the first half. Too many turnovers. They have 11 turnovers. They have got to clean it up if they're going to be able to pull some of this out.
Blackwell inbounds to Crowell, feeds Klesmit for three on the right side, and he nails it. Max Klesmit ties the game yet again, this time at 55.
There he is.
Whew. He's back. 12:48 left in the game. Puff Johnson on the floor for Penn State. Gets to Cleary. Good screen from Lilly. Kanye Cleary backing on Klesmit. Lost the handle. Got it back in the lane. 10-footer is good. Have a night, Kanye Cleary. He has 16.
We were talking this at the break. They are a team that just dismantles people by the dribble and the penetration and the kind of the chaos that they create.
Carter Gilmore out there for Wisconsin. 57-55. Penn State. Gilmore. Right of the lane, backing on Puff Johnson, backing as Gilmore, one pump, and he got fouled by Puff Johnson.
Yeah, if you're going to play in the post and you've got that, you cannot put that arm bar out. Just stay. If he hits you in the chest and you're squared up, that's an offensive foul.
That is four team fouls on Penn State. Wisconsin has yet to commit one. 12:17 remaining. Blackwell, baseline right, inbounds to Crowell. He'll catch at the free throw line. Leaves it for A.J. Storr. Back to Stevie, left elbow. Goes to Blackwell, baseline right. John in the lane. The fadeaway is in and out, no good. Lilly the rebound for Penn State. 12:05 remaining. Two-point lead for the Nittany Lions. Ace Baldwin on the left side. Baldwin against Klesmit. Off the left wing. Leaves it for DeMarco Dunn in the paint. Up around Crowell and good off the window. DeMarco Dunn has five. 59-55 Penn State. 11:47 to play. Max Klesman to the front court. Flips it to Gilmore. High on the right. One dribble. Bounce pass to Storr. A.J. for three. Right side. Off the rim and out. No good. Rebound Clary. One and done for Wisconsin. Clary glides to the offensive end. Leads it for Puff Johnson. And a pass deflected by Klesman out of bounds. Penn State will keep it as we'll have another media timeout. Hustle is what it takes to dominate. And it's exactly what Built Ford Tough Trucks were made to do. Check out the F-150 or the Super Duty at your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. We'll step out. 11:27 left in the game. Penn State 59, Wisconsin 55. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Racine Theater Guild salutes the work of Martin Luther King Jr. as we celebrate his accomplishments in civil rights, his leadership in fighting injustice through peaceful protest, the March on Washington, the Montgomery bus boycott, the Civil Rights and Voting Rights Acts, and more. MLK led the way for millions to work towards achieving equality. This week, join Racine Theater Guild in recognizing Dr. King's accomplishments and contributions with Civic Media.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Racine Theater Guild salutes the work of Martin Luther King Jr. as we celebrate his accomplishments in civil rights, his leadership in fighting injustice through peaceful protest, the March on Washington, the Montgomery bus boycott, the Civil Rights and Voting Rights Acts, and more. MLK led the way for millions to work towards achieving equality. This week, join Racine Theater Guild in recognizing Dr. King's accomplishments and contributions with Civic Media.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Maybe Chucky sold it a little bit, but whatever,
hey,
it worked.
Hey, take it.
59-55 Penn State, 11:10 to play. Blackwell high on the right. Bounces to Hepburn. Chucky feeds Klesman right corner as Johnson closes out. They work it to Hepburn. Going to Wall, feeds Nolan Winter. Baseline right jump, no good. And it's knocked out of bounds. It'll belong to be a foul called, actually, here against Wisconsin. They get John Blackwell with the contact, trying to crash the glass, and that's his third foul.
They're mixing up all their defensive structures. Right there was a 1-2-2, and Wisconsin was not picking up that the middle of the lane was wide open.
10:48 to play, 59-55 Penn State. Ace Baldwin inside to Lilly, low on the right. Nice delivery as Lilly will catch and finish. Lead back to six for Penn State, 61-55. Coming up on 10.5 minutes remaining. Blackwell out front for Wisconsin. Goes to Walt, the right elbow. Tyler against Lilly. Backs him down in the lane, low on the right, goes up, missed it, went to the rebound, low on the left with a putback. First points for Nolan Winter, 61-57 Penn State.
And that's what a 1-2-2 defense leaves open, is post play, middle of the court kind of action. Good job by Wall and Winter to recognize that.
Here's DeMarco Dunn, right lane line, runs it up, missed it. Nolan Winter clears for Wisconsin. Outlet to Blackwell. Blackwell, right sideline to the front court. A bounce pass for Wall against Dunn. Baseline right is Tyler. Finds a cutting Klesman. Low on the right. Knocked away Baldwin. It went off of Max's leg and out of bounds. Imagine Ace Baldwin was the Atlantic 10 player of the year. He was also the league's defensive player of the year. And do a lot of things to help his team.
He is putting it all together tonight. He, at least for the last 30 minutes that we've watched, he's put every single part of this game together.
Store in, Blackwell out. Wahab back in for Penn State. Nick Kern as well. 9:45 remaining, 61-57 Nittany Lions. Clary throwing to Johnson between the circles, a handoff to Baldwin. Crowded by Hepburn. Baldwin on the left wing. He'll throw it out to Clary near half court. Clary off the Wahab screen. Right foul line extended jumper off the bounce is good and one. Kanye Clary with 18 tonight. And the foul assessed to Max Klesmet. That's his third.
Again, with all that movement, all that confusion, you can tell that Wisconsin just not got their rotations down. Winter was late, and then Klesmet had to overcommit and got the foul.
Winter and Klesmet out. Blackwell and Crowell in. 63-57, Penn State, 9:31 remaining. Kanye Clary with a team-high 18 points at the foul line. And the left-hander missed it too long. No good. A.J. Store the rebound. The Badgers have not led in this game. They're down six right now as Hepburn throws to Wall at the free throw line. Wall against O'Boyle back in there. And a whistle. The block is called on O'Boyle.
He oversold that effort backwards.
Yep.
I don't care how big you are. You're not throwing another human being 10 feet across the court.
And he did try to sell it.
First
foul on O'Boyle, and that's six on Penn State.
That stat actually could be really big for Wisconsin. If they can get back in here and dominate on the free throw line, which I don't think they've been to it yet, that could be really key.
Steven Crowell backing on Wahab, backing his crowd, turns up left hand, off the rim, no good. Rebound loose, snapped up by O'Boyle. And then it goes to Ace Baldwin. Leaves it for Kanye Clary, inside to Wahab. Lost it, got it back. Wahab backing on Wall, turns up right hand, rolls off the left side iron. Rebound, fought for, it's loose and it's out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin.
One thing, too, that I'm noticing is Penn State is out-hustling Wisconsin to every loose ball and every opportunity. And that's why it seems like they're getting that extra stuff all the time. They're just out-competing right now. Wisconsin has to bring that noise.
Lilly in, Wahab out, 8:53 remaining. 63-57, Penn State leads Wisconsin. And Hepburn will bring it up for the Badgers. Chucky sets the floor to the free throw line. Finds Blackwell for three. Left corner. It's good. Blackwell with 11. 63-60 Penn State.
When you cut it like that quickly, you're down three. This is the defensive stop you need. And get back on your offensive opportunities.
8.5 minutes remaining. O'Boyle tries a three. Left side. Too long. No good. Rebound. Lilly. Second chance Penn State. Baldwin eyed it up. On the dribble, left of the circle, he'll try the three, good again. Fans on fire tonight, 66-60 Penn State with 8:12 remaining. Baldwin with 18, Clary with 18. A.J. Store on the right side, dribbles off the wing in the lane, low on the left, throws it up, missed, but a foul. And A.J. Storr will go back to the free throw line. Nick Kern, the foul, his fourth.
Yeah, that's the matchup they were talking about in the first half. He has to go right at Kern.
Penn State is 12 of 19 from the three-point line tonight. Well, I'm sorry, make that 8 of 18 at the three-point line tonight. They're 12 of 19 in the second half overall. First free throw for Storr is good.
Well, again, Wisconsin's not stopping some of that penetration. And then when you can't get that penetration, that's an open three-pointer. And again, the guy that's hot, I'm going to give that guy the ball. Baldwin deserves the ball right now for Penn State.
A.J. Storr hits the first, hits the second. 66-62 Penn State with 8 minutes remaining. Zach Kicks on the floor for Penn State right now. Clary with the ball, right lane line, runs it up and in. Again, another blow by. Clary with two more, 68-62 Penn State. 7:45 remaining. That guard combo has been lethal for the Nittany Lions tonight. Crowd left elbow. He's it for A.J. Storr. Back to Crowell. Low on the left. Slam dunk. 68-64 Penn State. 7.5 minutes to play.
Good pick and roll action by Wisconsin. They've got to get stops, though. They have not had a possession where they get stop after stop. They've got to stack some wins.
Kanye Clary out front. Clary against Hepper. Drives the lane. Splits two defenders. Tough shot. No good. Rebound Tyler Wohl. Badgers down four with 7:10 to play as Hepburn will walk it across the mid-stripe of the left side. Chucky surveys as he pounds the dribble right hand hip high. Clary defending. Hepburn up top. Shot clock is at 10. A throw to Crowell, top of the circle. Bounce feed Wohl. Left lane line backing his wall. Fouled by Baldwin. Wohl will get a 1-1 when play continues. The foul on Ace Baldwin will be his third. Now at the under eight media timeout. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. And Citgo top tier tri-clean gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. 6:53 remaining. Penn State 68, Wisconsin 64. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
With more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. 6 minutes, 53 seconds remaining. Penn State 68, Wisconsin 64.
Yeah, the 1-1 here with about 7 minutes left is a big deal because Wisconsin has made more than Penn State's shot, and Wisconsin still hasn't shot a lot. They're only shot 9 free throws, but this is an opportunity to really stick some points in here and close that gap and take over the lead.
Which they have not done all night.
No.
Yeah, you're right. Penn State with the 8 fouls. Wisconsin has committed just 2. Tyler Wohl will step to the free throw line. He has 6 points, 5 rebounds. He's had some tough stretches, though. He's turned it over 5 times here tonight. Tyler at the foul line, where he is a 68% shooter.
And I'm not advocating for fouls just for fouls, but with two only left, or two on the board and 7 minutes left, you can become ultra aggressive. Mm-hmm.
1-1 for Wall. Eyes the rim, and the front end is good. Nothing but net. 68-65. Penn State.
Really good rhythm from him. When he has that rhythm, that is money.
Yep, just take your time. Three rhythm dribbles. Second free throw airborne. That caught the front rim, no good. Demetrius Lilly the rebound. And Ace Baldwin brings it up. 6:48 to play. 68-65. Penn State. O'Boyle throwing to Clary high on the right. Hands off to Ace Baldwin. John Blackwell trying to dig in. High screen. Baldwin steps to his right, flips another three, and it's off the rim and out, no good. Crowell the rebound. He actually missed one. He was 4 for 4 from long range, was Baldwin before that misfire. A.J. Storr bounces the wall, turns to Hepburn to the left wing. Chucky goes into Crowell. Into Blackwell, low on the right. One pump, got caught inside. Shot knocked away, and here's Ace Baldwin. Up the floor for Penn State, goes to Hicks. Turns it to O'Boyle, left corner three. Off the rim and out, no good. Crowell clears for Wisconsin. A break for the Badgers.
Nice double-double action for Stephen Crowell.
6 minutes to play, 68-65 Penn State. 15 points, 10 boards for Stevie. Hepburn goes to Crowell inside. Slam dunk. Stephen Crowell. Badgers within one.
Wisconsin big man starting to take over, and this is exactly the game that they need. Inside play.
40 paint points for Wisconsin. 68-67 Penn State. 5:35 remaining. Here's Clary. Turns it to Hicks. Fakes the three. Good closeout from Storr. Hicks leads it for Clary at the top. Clary off the Lilly screen. Now over Wall. Short jumper. Air ball. Tyler Wall gathers for Wisconsin. O'Boyle went to the floor. He is down. He is hurt. And Eric Curry has stopped play. Mike Rhodes probably going to ask for a review here.
It's not under the time. You can't ask for a review. He just tripped.
Well, I mean for a flagrant is what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, it looked like when he came across, he and Tyler just bumped into each other, and he went right over.
Yeah, he's limping O'Boyle over to the bench.
Yeah.
Right leg.
It looked like he tripped, and when he did, that's when he fell over.
They are going to review it.
Yeah.
5:21 remaining, 68-67, Penn State leading Wisconsin.
This is part of the game that I don't appreciate, that they have to review these kinds of things, because guys fall, guys hit each other. It's part of the game. We'll see if we can catch anything. But I really, when he was making that move to come baseline, when Tyler was blocking out, it looked like he tripped over his own foot or the backside of Tyler's foot. I couldn't see that action. See if we can get some TV. Yeah, he trips on the backside.
Yeah, I didn't see anything that Tyler would have done. I was trying to see if maybe he pushed him off with the right arm, but that does not appear to be the case. But officiating crew continues to look at it. Well, we get toward crunch time. Here's where the Badgers have really excelled this season.
Yeah.
They have been able to, including the last two games, and scored the final 7 points at Ohio State, the final 8 points in the last two-plus minutes to break a tie and go on to a win against Northwestern. Badgers down one right now and still a lot of time, 5:21 remaining.
Yeah, you said it well, Matt, that this is where their experience, their on-court presence, they've been able to handle this. This is not easy for them to probably have to handle how well Penn State's shooting because of that offensive structure they're running. But you know what? Wisconsin's holding in. They're doing the right things. They're down one. They're in a prime position being in the bonus to be able to take the lead here with this possession.
There is no flagrant. We're going to play on. Max Klesman on the floor for Wisconsin, along with Storr, Hepburn, Wall, and Crowell. Kern, Hicks, Clary, Baldwin, and Wahab, the five on the floor for Penn State. So here we go. Tyler Wall will inbound. Penn State showing backcourt pressure. Wall gets it into Klesman, double teamed, hooks it back to Wall, feeds Hepburn to the right side. Chucky moves to the middle, throws to Max, sends it back to Chucky. Now to Klesman, breaking the mid-stripe with about a second to spare, and Hepburn at the midcourt logo with 15 on the shot clock. Hepburn on the left side against Kern. In the lane, Chucky runs it out to Max for three in the lead. Got it! Max Klesman gives Wisconsin the lead for the first time tonight. 70-68, Wisconsin, 4:53 remaining.
Oh, Max.
Kern on the right side for Penn State to the line. Kern in the lane. Turns up. Tough shot right hand. No, but a foul. And Nick Kern just trying to throw one up toward the rim. That was smart by him. And he got a little banged up there. Foul is called on Tyler Wall, his second. Kern will shoot two with 4:44 remaining. 70-68, Wisconsin. Kern, a 68% free throw shooter. He is one out of three tonight. 9 points in the game. And 18 in their last outing against Purdue at Mackey Arena. First free throw for Kern on the way, and it's good. His VCU transfer started the final 19 games a year ago for his former program. Getting a starting call tonight, his eighth of the season. Second free throw is good. We're tied at 70. 4 minutes, 44 seconds to play. Inbounds pass to Klesman. Backcourt pressure on. A feed for Hepburn. Chucky against Clary. Hepburn across the midstripe. Left sideline of the front court. Moves to the middle. Down the lane. Knocked away by Clary. A clean steal. Baseball pass ahead to Kern. Off the right wing. Plows into Klesman, but a foul called on Max. They say he did not establish position. And again, that's one of those newer rules here. You've got to establish legal guarding position before the plant foot is down and you start to go airborne. And Nick Kern will go right back to the free throw line with 4:29 remaining, tied at 70.
Even without position, you can't drop your shoulder and run right over people. Jeez,
that's four on Max. Kern will shoot two, and Penn State has the lead again as Kern hits the first. So Kern with some pressure free throws. Klesman will sit down with the four fouls. John Blackwell is back in. Second free throw coming up for the 6'6 junior. On the way, and it's good. 72-70. Penn State, 4.5 minutes remaining. Tyler Wall will inbound into Blackwell. Blackwell checked backcourt by Ace Baldwin. And the freshman out of Michigan brings it across half court. Kills the dribble at the midcourt logo. Throwing to Crowell against Wahab. Steven, a handoff to A.J. Storr. Getting into him. Now Blackwell off the left wing in the lane. Low on the left shot. Blocked. Wahab comes down with it. Knocked away. Blackwell loose. Picked up by Tyler Wall at the right block. Out to Storr. High on the right. A.J. off the right wing in the lane. Spin move. Low on the right up. No, but a foul. As A.J. Storr goes crashing into the cheerleaders, and now he'll go to the free throw line for two shots.
Good job by Storr to recognize at the end of that shot clock to get to the rim.
Foul on Zach Hicks. It's his first. 4:01 to play. 72-70, Penn State. Eric Curry and Brooks Wells making sure they've got everything organized.
Number two, A.J. Storr.
Shot foul for A.J. Storr, who has 18 points to pace Wisconsin this evening. First free throw for Storr is good. 72-71 Penn State. The Badgers are 11 of 12 at the foul line tonight. Second free throw for Storr, trying to tie this game yet again. And the free throw is good. Locked up at 72. Storr 6 of 6 at the foul line tonight. 3:58 remaining. 72 all at the Bryce Jordan Center. Kanye Clary, right side against Blackwell. Clary on the left-hand dribble. Brings it to the top of the circle. He'll feed Kern, a handoff to Baldwin. Crowded by Hepburn. Shot clock is at 10, and now a double from Crowell. His inside feed, Wahab is wide open, low on the right. Slam dunk. 74-72 Penn State with 3:30 remaining.
Blackwell forgot his assignment to come over to the weak side.
First points for Wahab tonight. A.J. Storr high on the left. Hicks defending. Storr around a crowd screen. A.J. feeds Wall. Hands off to Hepburn. Chucky, right elbow. Whips it to Blackwell, left corner, works baseline, short jumper, off the rim, no. Rebound, back tap to Storr. A.J. in the lane, knocked loose, got it back, low on the left, tough shot, rolls off the right side iron. Rebound knocked out of bounds, last touch by Wisconsin. As we'll have one more media timeout. Down to the end we go in State College. 3 minutes, 2 seconds remaining. Penn State 74, Wisconsin 72. Back in a moment, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We built a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Racine Theater Guild salutes the work of Martin Luther King Jr. as we celebrate his accomplishments in civil rights, his leadership in fighting injustice through peaceful protest, the March on Washington, the Montgomery bus boycott, the Civil Rights and Voting Rights Acts, and more. MLK led the way for millions to work towards achieving equality. This week, join Racine Theater Guild in recognizing Dr. King's accomplishments and contributions with civic media.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Old Dominion best in the game, Stephen Crowell, his fourth double-double of the season, eighth of his career, 17 points, 11 rebounds, 3 assists, couple of blocks. Badgers down 2 with 3:02 to play, but Stevie doing a lot of work tonight.
He is lifting a heavy load here tonight. What I really hope for Wisconsin's last 3 minutes, as close as it is, being in the bonus, next foul's double bonus, get the ball to Crowell. He's shown you what he can do tonight. Get it to your big fella, because it's going to open up if he doesn't have something. Wisconsin's actually shooting over 40% from the three-point line here in the second half. They're making those opportunities. So inside, out.
Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. It'll be Penn State basketball, 3 minutes, 2 seconds to play. Penn State 74, Wisconsin 72. Reese Baldwin with 18 points tonight brings it up the floor. He'll throw to Kanye Clary, who has 20. Now Hicks with a flip for Nick Kern, left of the circle. He'll leave it for Hicks. Turns it back to Kern against Wall. Kern and Wahab now out high. A hand off to Baldwin. Penn State getting organized offensively. Baldwin on the dribble in the lane. Wild shot knocked out of bounds, but a foul is called. As he again went into the teeth of the defense. It's going to be on Max Klesman, who was fouled out of the game. Limited minutes for Max tonight. Had 10 points, but got into foul trouble really from the jump. And his night is over with 2:43 remaining. He is out. John Blackwell is in.
He just seemed out of position on the defensive side all night with that. Again, I'm just going to call it a really unique offense. They do a lot of weave and ball action to keep Wisconsin on their toes.
That was the fifth foul on Wisconsin. A two-shot foul here as Baldwin hits the first. 75-72 Penn State with 2:43 remaining. Both teams have three timeouts available. Second free throw coming up for Baldwin, who eyes the rim. Free throw on the way, and that's good. 76-72 Penn State. 2 minutes, 43 seconds remaining. And here comes John Blackwell, defended by Baldwin. Blackwell through the center circle to the forecourt. High on the left is the freshman. Takes it out near half court, being dogged by Baldwin, and they're going to get Baldwin in the cylinder. He was crowding Blackwell. Baldwin went down, but you got to give the offensive players space to make a basketball move. And Eric Curry said, no, they're going to review it, though.
Oh,
if you're calling in the cylinder, I don't know.
Can you review that if it's in the cylinder? If you get, put your face in somebody's elbow?
Yeah.
That's on you at some point.
2 minutes and 30 seconds to play. 76-72. Penn State leading Wisconsin. The foul on the floor was assessed to Ace Baldwin. And that would be his fourth.
He and Kerr both have four.
Hey, just a little sweep of the basketball there.
Maybe
he got into the cylinder. And when you crowd the offensive player, you're vulnerable to taking one of the chops.
I think it was a lot of faking.
Hey.
Typically the head snapping back like that's a lot of acting.
What they'll determine is whether this is a basketball move, and it sure looked like a basketball move from John Blackwell. You just rip it, put the ball.
There's not many places to go. You go rip that ball low, you get that ball stolen. So good job by John keeping it high.
2 minutes, 30 seconds remaining. Penn State 76, Wisconsin 72. Eric Curry and Brooks Wells looking at the monitor. Now they've waved Owen Short over as well. You're looking at 10 team fouls on Penn State, by the way. Now the officials step away from the scorer's table. They'll talk about it one more time. Curry going over to Mike Rhodes, put Wells to Greg Gard. There'll be free throws coming up for John Blackwell.
Seems like they've figured it out.
Yeah.
That it was a cylinder move. Basketball play.
So Blackwell will go to the free throw line. Badgers in a double bonus, down four with 2 minutes and 30 seconds to play. So Ace Baldwin with his fourth foul. Blackwell with 11 points tonight. First free throw is good.
Big shot. Takes the energy out of the room a little bit.
Calm dude for a freshman out of Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. Second free throw on the way. It's good. 76-74 Penn State. 2.5 minutes remaining. Here's Kanye Cleary for the Nittany Lions. Right side of the front court against Chucky Hepburn. Now picked up by Blackwell. Cleary off the wing and the lane. Short jump is good. Vegas cannot stop him tonight. 78-74 Penn State. 2:15 remaining. Blackwell, left side of the front court. He got fouled by Cleary. Two more free throws coming up for Blackwell. Cleary with his third foul. 2:10 to play. 78-74 the Nittany Lions.
As much as he's having a ball out night on the offensive side, that's a silly foul.
It is.
When you're up four, you do not put them back with two opportunities. Especially as well as Wisconsin shoots that basketball on the free throw line.
Blackwell with 13 points tonight. First free throw is good. 78-75 Penn State. One more coming up for Blackwell. Remember, Max Klesman is fouled out. Second free throw for Blackwell on the way, and that is in and out, no good. Wahab the rebound. 3-point lead Penn State, 2:05 remaining. Cleary to the front court of the right side. High screen Wahab. Cleary to the line. Bounces inside. Kern low on the left shot. Blocked with a foul. And Kern goes to the line with a minute 58 to play. Penn State up three. They get Crowell for his second foul. Wisconsin is 15 of 17 at the line. Penn State 10 of 14. Nick Kern has gone 4 for 4 here in this second half. Connor Esigen getting ready to check back in for Wisconsin.
Yeah, Penn State is playing the Wisconsin game. Get to that free throw line. Get inside the center of that defense.
And Kern hits the first free throw. Asijan in, Blackwell out. 79-75 Penn State with a minute 58 remaining. And his team foul number 6 against Wisconsin. Second free throw coming up for Kern. On the way, and good again. Penn State making the free throws in crunch time. 80-75 Penn State. 1:55 to play. Hepburn to the front court. Hands off to A.J. Storr. Feeds to Seijan. Throws the wall high on the left. Out to Storr up top. Storr hooks it into Crow. Right elbow. Crow inside the wall against Kern. He got fouled by Kern with a minute 42 to play. And Nick Kern is fouled out. Wall will shoot two with the Badgers down 5. A minute 42 remaining. Kern has played well, 15 points tonight. He fouls out with 1:42 to play.
Yeah, he's played a heck of a game. Doubled his output at 15 versus his normal average of 7. So well done by Kern tonight.
Tyler Wall will shoot 2. He has 7.6 rebounds. First free throw is good. 80-76 Penn State. One more coming up for Tyler Wall.
Crucial shot here, and then a defensive stop is what Wisconsin needs.
Second attempt is airborne, and it bounces in for Wall. 80-77 Penn State, 1:42 to play. Inbounds pass to Clary. Checked in the backcourt by Chucky Hepburn. Lost the handle, got it back. Clary brings it across the mid-stripe on the left side, and a whistle and a timeout taken by Penn State with a minute 33 left in the game. This should be a full timeout. It will be. We'll take a break. 1 minute, 33 seconds to play. Penn State 80, Wisconsin 77. We're back in a minute and a half. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Upgrade your home with new outlets from LeGrand, including new USB outlets. Charge more of your devices without the need for bulky AC adapters. All LeGrand USB devices are on sale now. Charge the latest devices up to 2 times faster with a 15-amp USB Type-C outlet. Pick one up for $32.99. Hurry in and save big now at Menards. Good through January 21st. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Penn State head coach Mike Rhodes using a timeout. A minute 33 in the game clock, 21 in the shot clock. Penn State 80, Wisconsin 77. The Nittany Lions 15 of 26 for the floor here in the second half. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
It will be Penn State basketball. Badgers break the huddle with Blackwell, Storr, Hepburn, Crowell, and Wall. Baldwin, Clary, DeMarco Dunn, Zach Hicks, Hudus Wahab, the 5 on the floor for Penn State.
Right here, big defensive stop for Wisconsin. You only have, well, technically if you foul, they go at the bonus, but I'd rather have them go to the free throw line than them getting a three-pointer or something like that right now.
Dunn, sideline left, will inbound to Baldwin. has 20 points tonight. Baldwin way outside left against Blackwell. A bounce for Kanye Clary. 13 to shoot. Clary at the top of the circle. Pounds a dribble. Matched up with Hepburn. Clary left in the lane. Blew by and throws it up. Missed, but he was tripped up by Chucky Hepburn. And again, that burst just too quick for Wisconsin here time and time again. And Kanye Clary will go to the free throw line where he is 2 for 3 tonight, a minute 20 remaining.
Yeah, Wisconsin has not had an answer for any of that offensive blow by any of the Penn State guards at all tonight.
Clary with 22 points. First free throw on the way. Around and out, no good. 80-77, Penn State with a minute 20 remaining, and Connor Esegian will come back in for Blackwell. So the offense defense continuing here for head coach Greg Gard. Second free throw coming up for Clary. Eyes the rim, sends it, hits it.